This is Positive Outcomes, a podcast for the P&O community. Thank you for joining us. I'm Simon Beals, your host for this episode. We have a fantastic show for you today. Mats Larson of Aramed is joining us to discuss simple mobility options for patients with neurologic conditions. Mats has been with Aramed since 1999 as the company's orthopedic engineer and CPO. Thank you for coming on, Mats.
Oh, thanks for coming. I'm very happy that you invited me. Thank you.
So I'm not sure, Mats, if you would remember, but you and I met the very first time probably 10 years ago at one of the shows in the US down in Florida. And you introduced me to Aramed and to the Dictus Band. And it was probably the very, very, very first thing that I learned about when I joined OrthoPed.
All right. I guess that must be in Orlando there.
Exactly. So now we've come full circle, and I'm very excited to kind of have this chat with you today.
Yeah, me too. And it's actually my first podcast ever, so that will be interesting.
Excellent. Okay, so let's kind of start kind of a little bit more general. I'd be really interested to hear kind of how you joined Aramed and kind of what your background is and how you began to work with Aramed and Dictus Band.
Well, I'm a 57 years old man, and I live just outside Stockholm, and I have a lovely wife, Marie, and two grown-up kids, Clara and Julius. And when we are free, we like to spend time in our cottage house in the winter, and in the summer we have a small beach house at the beach.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That's my private background.
So your role now with Aramed?
Yeah, my role have been the same over the years. The owner of Aramed, Rune Persson, and his friend, who I think he was the owner of Orthoped actually, David LaFrance. They were very close friends, and I'm happy that I learned so much from those two gentlemen about how the OP world works. It works really like a big family, and it's strange if you come and start to live in a family. It's quite few, more few than in every life, who divorce from it. You stay there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what do you do day to day with Aramed?
Yeah, the things I have done all my career in Aramed is I go out, like when I met you 10 years ago, I go out around the world founding new interesting products, and I bring it home to the home market. And our home market is the Scandinavian Nordic market. And we also have this Dictus Band, how I try to bring out to the world market. So that's my role.
Okay, so Dictus Band. I mean, that's the product that we're most familiar with. We're going to kind of save for kind of a surprise near the end of our discussion on what's new with Aramed, but most of our listeners would be most familiar with Dictus Band. So tell me about Dictus Band, how it was developed, and you know how long Dictus Band has been around.
Yeah, it's like many of the very, really, really best ideas. They come from users who need it. So actually, it was a man, his name is Anders Johansson. He got an accident in his job, and he got a drop foot. And it was in the middle of the 90s, and out there, it only was bulky plastic AFOs and things like that. And he was not really, really happy with those products he got from the orthopedic workshops. So he went home and was thinking, what can I do for myself? And he came up with an idea, who he started to call the Dictus Band. And he did a really great job. And I was lucky because one of my friends from school, he was working up in North Sweden where Anders lived, and he saw this smart idea, just the rubber band and the leather band around the ankle. And it did a very, very smart job. So he asked him, well, do you sell it by yourself? Yes, I try, but you know, I'm not in this field. I just need to do something for myself. But and then my friend asked him, can I bring you down to people who sell orthopedic aids? We can have a discussion with them. And they came down, and we had a nice dinner, and he explained it, and I said, well, that's really, really, really smart. You don't really need anything more than that. As I said,
so how long ago was that?
I had just started in Erimed, so it was around 2000, so over 20 years ago now.
Wow.
And we asked him, well, it's interesting, can we buy your idea from you? And he said, yeah, well, I would love it, because I will help, if that can help me, it can help other people. So from that.
So over the years, over 20 years, gosh.
Yeah.
What have you found to be successful applications for using Dictus Band?
Yes, successful applications. Yeah, if you just have drop foot, mm-hmm. you really don't need anything more than a little bit lift, and you don't have anything in the shoe, and the end users and there's many the physiotherapists really like the idea, the dynamic work it do.
Right. So I've also seen applications, over the course that I've been exposed and involved with Dictus Band for, different diagnoses, obviously, drop foot. But we've seen some great successes with patients that have MS.
Absolutely.
And they'll use Dictus Band.
Yeah. That's for sure. And over the year, it didn't take a long time before my old colleagues, because I'm a CPU from the beginning, start to ask me, well, Mats, you really should do something for hold the leg. And well, I didn't think so much about it, but they set something in back in my head there, and it start to grow, how to say. And I go a circle, but I think it's good to do that. What drive you to do something extra? That's what I try to come to now. And actually, I have my wife, she's a really smart head, and she have some, she's working for Ericsson, and she have a few technical patents. And every year when the company have a big dinner for the people who have got a technical patent, and I have been to more than one of those dinners. And when you sit around that table and somebody asks you, what have you done for patent, and can you explain it? Well, I just eating here. That's my wife who have done the patent. And that's not really good for your ego. I'm very proud of what my wife have done, but that's... So I start to thinking, what can I do? Can I do something unique from what I'm working with? So, yeah, over the year, I start to think, what do they mean with do something bigger than just a Dictus band?
So let's talk about it. I was going to kind of save that for near the end, but let's talk about it. So
yeah, it's better because I've been living with that for quite a number of years now. So that's why I'm so into it.
Let's talk about it. So what was your idea? What did you come up with?
Well, yeah, the idea, I had talked to other of my colleagues in the branch, and especially a friend who work with neuro patients every day. I'm just a sales guy who travel around the world, but that's really disturbed me. But he's told me, well, Mats, we should do something. I promise you come up with some prototypes and I test it on patients. No problem. I meet those patients every day. So, well, then then after that, it was not just a coffee talk. I need to come up with the prototype then. And after a while, I had my first prototype, and he tested it, and he said, well, you are on your way. Don't give up. So I had to do, it took more month and month and also more than a year. But he pushed me, don't give up. And I come with something new,
So for those of our listeners that don't know what the new Aeromed product is, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, well,
starting with its name. What do we call it?
We call it the Dictus Hip, and it's actually a belt around the hip, and the same rubber band as the original rubber band. But one of them goes from the hip all the way down to the foot, so it's helped the foot, the knee, and the hip to do the right thing.
And so, to do the right thing, what would describe specifically what that does?
It's lift like the original Dictus band, lift the foot, and it's helped to. You can fine-tune it how much you need it to bend or hold the knee, and it's flex the hip.
So it initiates that hip flexion moment, knee flexion moment, as well as to create that ankle moment. Dorsiflexion.
Yeah.
Excellent. So who would be a candidate for using this? Who would you immediately recognize as being kind of a good candidate for this device?
You just said that the diagnosis who are really the first MS patients. Man, I have over the years now met so many MS patients. They might start up with just the original Dictus band, and after maybe after a year or whatever, they really need something more, and then they are very happy to get this Dictus Hip foot.
So my first experience, just after I received a sample of it, I was actually visiting with one of my orthotists, and she had a lady that was coming in, already wore an AFO, and was looking for maybe a different option. She wasn't finding it kind of sufficiently effective for her. She liked to be active and to get out and walk through the parks and so forth. And she was having some trouble with her AFO. So I went to visit with her and took a look at some options and watched her walk back and forth. And some of the options that I had, really weren't any different than what she was already able to accomplish. And I said, you know what? I've got a product in my car. It's still in the box. I've just opened it once, but I haven't actually tried it out. If you're willing to be my test subject, why don't we give it a try? And so she said, absolutely. So I went back to my car, picked up the Dictus Hip, brought it in, fit it onto her, attached it to her shoe using the clips, and she started walking back and forth, and it was just tremendous. It was really exactly what she needed to initiate that gait cycle. So there was enough lift at the foot but it was really the action, the flexion moment at the hip and the flexion moment at the knee that was able to kind of normalize her gait pattern and initiate that. And you know, the functionality of the foot really hadn't been the major stumbling block. It was really more at that knee and hip that was the stopping for her.
I had over the past two and a half years now, I have seen many of those patients, and it's warm your heart, really.
Now, it's obviously, you know, our viewers aren't able to see what we're talking about. But one of the things I liked about the design is how low profile it is. So the belt itself is very, very adjustable, but very low profile, so that it is something that you could either wear over top of your clothes or underneath, you know, kind of a looser fitting garment, because it is very low profile.
Yeah. And actually, that was one of the thing who took, I had to really, it took a few nights, so to say, because I like the idea Anders came up with. It's really less is more. And I like that. And I really like to make a product who can fit to a small lady or a large man, so to say. So before I come up with the idea with two parts, so you can and a nylon band in between it, so you can really easy adjust the size. Then that night I was happy.
I bet. Now there's two forms of the Dictus. So there's the Dictus knee and the Dictus foot. Can you take us through the difference between the two?
The Dictus knee, the same hip belt, and then belt an attachment just above the knee. And some patient they don't need anything for the foot, or maybe they are more stable and secure with a more rigid AFO for the foot. So, but they need help with the hip flexors.
Now, could something like this be used also as a physiotherapy training modality? You know, helping to somebody rehabilitate from, you know, a kind of an acute injury, as well as something that would be kind of obviously longer term, more chronic presentation, like an MS patient.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, overdose the last year, I have been sitting with many Zoom and Teams meeting. And actually, for a few months, I just talked to a doctor, an Italian doctor, and he had this idea to use it maybe for a rehabilitation of all those corona patients. So, but we will see. We will see.
Interesting. Now, one of the other elements that I like about the design that you put into it is the fact that with the same belt, you can use it for a bilateral application.
Absolutely. And directly for those MS patients, one lady, she told me someday I'm better in one leg, so I only use it on one side. But some days I need it on both sides. So that was interesting. So
I had a lady that I met, and she was an advocate at the MS Society. So she ran a local chapter of the MS Society, and she wore Dictus band. And in speaking with her and looked down, and of course she's wearing her Dictus band. And as she said, she goes, "This is my ankle jewelry." So she had five or six of them. And each one of them was bedecked and bedazzled and bejeweled in different ways to match different outfits, different shoes, all of that kind of stuff. So she used to call it her ankle jewelry. She said, "This is just me." She said, I don't need more than this, but I can't walk without it. So instead of trying to hide it, she said, "I just made it like that." And she goes, "There are days that, you know, I'm pretty good, and other days where I really depend on it." But she said that's how she kind of made it her own.
Yeah. I had a lady who I met in the workshop, and she left. I made a video of her, with the dictatorship. And then I ask her, can I make a video when you walk without it? And then she looked at me and said, but Mats, without it, I sit in this wheelchair. I might stand, but I can't walk a step.
Yeah. So the new dictus, so the dictus hip, dictus foot, how long has it been available on the market?
In about 1.5 years.
Okay. Now. And how has it been received kind of globally? It's always nice to hear kind of healthcare systems and so forth that kind of go beyond our own borders. How has the reception been?
Yeah, it has been a challenge. You know, the first half year, I didn't bring it outside our home market. I need to know everything was as it should be before you bring it out to Canada, for example, or wherever. You need mm-hmm. to be safe on your product. And so the first half year, I was out meeting patients every week, and they were very, very, they really helped me. Many people phoned me, well, I have a patient, please come, and we it's first time we should fit it. You have done it quite many times now. Please come here and show us, or at least the first time. And people have been very helpful. And when they have bought one, they come back, so to say.
Nice. Now, the other new product that we have available from Aramed is a new version of the Dictus Band called the Dictus Flex. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yes, that's also my baby. Well, as I said, it's not easy to beat the original one, but some people have said maybe it can be easier if you can adjust the lift a little bit, not just turn the rubber band or buy a short rubber band or so. So I made it from the same leather and the same shape, but you have in the end of the rubber bands Velcro straps, so you can adjust the lift with the Velcro.
And something else I noticed is that if you set the tabs on the ankle band kind of unevenly side to side, that you can actually create an inversion eversion element of control.
Yeah.
The other element that I really liked with the design of the Flex is the addition of the small pad that you've put on the inside of the cuff at the base of the Achilles tendon as it inserts into the calcaneus.
Yeah, and it's strange. I talked before, I didn't have it, and then you get hurt directly because it's only leather on one side. It's a little bit thinner, but just a little bit was very, very important. So you really, really need to have those extra paddings there, mm-hmm. make it comfortable.
Now, one of the other applications that I think we've had some success with over the years for using Dictus Band are for patients with Parkinson's. Have you had any experience with Parkinson's patients using the Dictus Band?
Well, it's worked very, very well there also, yes.
I found it's just enough for when they begin more of that kind of shuffle type of a gait, that they're very, very much prone to catching their toe, falling when they transition from, say, a kitchen floor that might be tile or a vinyl going to, say, the living room where there's a carpet or there's a step up. And it's just enough of a lip on that height difference that it can catch them up, causing them to stumble. And just having something that just encourages that a little bit more dorsiflexion at the foot just allows them a little bit more safety, you know, when they're transitioning from one type of surface to the other.
Yeah.
So earlier on, you had mentioned about kind of the more is less type of approach to managing some of these patient presentations?
Yeah, what I mean, when Anders, when he designed it, you can't really make it much less than he did. But I had the sales, when I designed the Dictus Hip, I had that in my back head. You should make it as with so sure few parts as possible. And so it's important for customer. They don't like have five sizes. If they can have one, maybe two, much better and easier to store. So I was surprised. I didn't think it should be enough to have one size of the rubber band, of the long and 1 meter long and a half meter long, but it's so flexible. So really, really, I was surprised. One size fits really all.
And is there any thought for making a shorter band for more of a pediatric use?
Actually, a friend of mine in the field, he gave feedback from fitted in the first Dictus Hip, and he promised me to phone up again, and he said it was working excellent. And actually, the person before had a rigid carbon fiber AFO, so he was really surprised that he managed to or preferred actually to use the Dictus Hip before. But he explained he really needed this hip flexor help that helped him. And where was we now? What was your question?
A shorter rubber band.
Yes.
To be able to be used on little
because
people.
I know he's really good on. He have many kids, and so I ask him, do you think it's a need for pediatric? Well, he said it's not many patients there, but it's a few there. And as I told him, well, I have customer around the world, so if doesn't matter if it's a few, if it's a market at all, I'm very interested in to see the needs. So we will see.
Well, I have had a couple of inquiries from some of our Canadian orthotists, especially the ones that have more pediatric practices. Of course, they treat bigger kids as well and older adults, but they have made that request. Is there a shorter elastic band, a smaller hip band that would facilitate using this for a pediatric practice, again, for that kind of initiation of that hip flexion, knee flexion? They may need to be more involved at what happens distally, but that initiation for the gait cycle.
I'm interested and I listen, and please come back if you have ideas. I love to listen to your stories, and I have the channels to take the idea from idea to a real product, and that's fun.
Right. So do you think it's important for, and beneficial in terms of patient compliance to have an option that is simpler, less involved, such as the Dictus band? Do you think that's a useful kind of tool for everybody to have in their repertoire?
Yeah, exactly as you said, it's really I like that's how I say to my customer in our home market, it's just one of your tool in your toolbox, but that's also a reason why I never sell direct to end users. I always tell them the way they should go to the professional. The professionals should see each patient, and then they don't only have the dick suspend. They have 10, 15 different AFOs or whatever to choose from, and that's very important. Each patient should have the best for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Mats, thank you so, so much for taking your very late Friday evening, which is when we're recording this for Mats in Sweden, and sharing some of your insight and some of the new product information about the new Dictus band and the new Dictus hip, Dictus foot.
Thank
appreciate you coming on. So, of course, we'd like to thank Mats from Aramed again for stopping by to talk to us. If you have a idea for a topic for future episodes, we'd be quite happy if you would email us at positiveoutcomes@orthoped.ca. New episodes are released every other Thursday at positiveoutcomes.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Positive Outcomes is a production of Orthoped ULC in conjunction with our partners, produced by Jonathan Stone and Frederic Sauvé, and hosted by myself, Simon Beals, and Jeff Newell. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.